Hey there, everybody. Welcome into the Layup Lines podcast. I'm Michael Chapman, joined as always by co-host Seth Horton. And joining us this week are volleyball stars Abby Ran and Taylor Charo. So I just want to talk about the success you guys have had this season so far and kind of what's contributed to that success and as opposed to years past, because this is by far the best season y'all have had since you've been in Division II. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just want to get into Taylor. You were the Gulf South Defensive Player of the Week this week, right?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
very excited.
You've had 20 digs in the past five games, right? Or 19 digs in the past five games?
Yeah, I had 2 weeks ago, I had 21 and 22 on Friday and Saturday. And then this past weekend, I had 21 and 19. I was a little upset that I had 19 because it wasn't 20, but...
It was in three sets, though.
It was in three sets. So I guess that, I mean, it doesn't make it okay, but, you know, I'm still working really hard. So a lot of that is due to coach. He has specific defenses that he tells us to run based on the teams that we're playing. So he puts me in the position to get, you know, the most touches on balls as possible. And a lot of, obviously, the block is the first defense against any hit. So, when the blockers, you know, just get set and I can set up and play defense around them, that helps a lot as opposed to them, you know, floating around and not being consistent. So my front row, I'm very thankful for them.
Yeah. Would you say that's been the biggest difference, like, as opposed to earlier in the season? Because you didn't have 19 digs in a match till, like, this five-game streak started.
Yeah, I think, well, coach, he changed where I physically am in defense. It allows me to read more of what the other side of the net is doing and what's happening. So I think that has helped a lot because the blocking has overall been the same. I think it's where I physically am and, like, the line of vision that I have on the court is what has been helping me the most. So
that's awesome.
So super volleyball guys here, super into volleyball. But just for the people at home, as if I had no idea what volleyball was. Can you explain to me what a dig is and what, like, an average number would be for any given player, like, in a game?
Average number of digs?
Yeah.
Okay. A dig is when the opposing team is jumping and swinging at the ball, so they're hitting it at you. It's pretty hard, and you just have to get under it and play defense and get it up. Average number of digs, I think Kristen and Audrey usually average about 12.
It really depends on who's passing. Like, Taylor is the libero for our team, so she obviously is in the back row more often than our outsides or our DSs. So she gets more touches on the balls than they would. But I think overall, like, usually we get in the double digits or high, like, 8 or 9 for all the other DSs. But, yeah, I think all of us are, when we play back row, obviously we want to get as many digs as possible. But I think our back row is really strong, and I think we play defense very well.
Yeah, and for reference, since this five-game streak started, Taylor is averaging more digs than anybody in the Gulf South Conference. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I saw, I think it was like one of the games that I covered, I think that she had almost more digs than the other team.
Yeah, it wouldn't, like, surprise
something
me.
Like that.
Wait, like the whole team?
Yeah, like all. I think there's like one player who, like, was close to you, but the entire other team combined was
I did not know that. That's funny.
Yeah, Taylor's pretty great. It's all right.
Yeah. That reminds me of another stat that I found this morning. Your setter, Bree Carlton, has more assists this season than either of the teams y'all played this weekend.
Yeah, we can tell. Bree's been working very hard, you know, and obviously as a setter, you need to help, you know, the hitters get kills and everything. I think she's doing a phenomenal job with that. And, like, if we tell her to get the set close to the net, we need to get it higher. Like, she listens to us. And I think, you know, she's doing an amazing job, and she hustles for everything. And even as, like, she's a freshman, so she's never played college volleyball before. So I think that she's overall just doing a great job. And she's gotten GSC Freshman of the Week, like, 2 weeks already. And,
yeah.
You know, we're not only halfway through. So I think she's doing awesome.
Yeah. How much does that help you as a hitter?
The setting?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big help, especially, like, if the set's on the net, you know, we usually get blocked, and if the set's off the net, you know, it's not as hard as it can be. And so not only is it the setting, but I think passing, it starts with the passing, and if we don't get the passes up, then we can't get the sets, then we can't get the hits. And a lot of our kills, like, with Krista and Cece and Katie and every hitter, like, we need to have the sets, you know, where we like them and everything. And so I think Bree does a very good job with putting them where we want it to.
Yeah. And speaking of Cece, you've been moving around a lot this season,
yes,
playing on the left and the right and in the middle.
She's doing great.
Yeah. And you told me the other day that you contributed a lot of your play in the middle to Cece's leadership,
mm-hmm,
for you. So can you just elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah. Cece is, you know, our senior. She's our captain. She has also been playing around a lot in the front row with three different positions. And right now she's middle, and she's doing a phenomenal job with that. And I was very, like, Coach told me, he was like, I really need you in the middle. And I said, okay. And I told Cece, I said, I need you to help me with, you know, my hitting, with my blocking, with everything. And she said, okay. And I honestly think that the athlete I am in the middle is due to Cece and what she's done to help me out. And even if, like, I mess up and she's saying, it's okay, you know, you got the next one. Because middle is a very hard position, because you need to get, like, out to the pins, and you need to block, and you need to hit, and you need to transition, and you're usually in the way of everything. And I just think Cece has done a great job with helping me. And Lisa's also in middle, and she's helped Lisa a lot. And she's just a great leader that we have on our team, and, like, we're very thankful to have her.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and you had a career high in kills,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yes.
On Saturday, 15. That's phenomenal. And
thank
three
you.
Straight with double digits. So
thank you.
50 as a middle, being in the middle, it's hard to get that many kills. So that says a lot about Abby, but again, it says a lot about Bree too.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, they have both been doing amazing.
Yeah.
Swear.
That's awesome. Right now, you guys are at, like, 11 in girls. Sorry, this is a gender-friendly podcast. So you girls are at 11-7 right now. What do you think, like in season, how do you feel like you're going to be going into, like, we do a tournament, right, for volleyball?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you guys feel like you'll be set up for that?
I mean, we practice very, like, every game is the same. Like, of course, some teams are better than others, but we just need to see every team as, you know, equal, and we have to work our hardest for every single game we go into. And I think that practice, like, how we practice reflects on how we play in games. And so going into the rest of the season, we just need to practice really hard. And I think we can make it to the tournament. We just, you know,
yeah,
gotta work as hard as we can.
Yeah, I think you're in ninth place right now, right? And
I believe
the
so,
top
yeah.
eight teams make
the
it?
The top six,
mm-hmm, okay. Yeah, because y'all have had some really, really close losses.
Yes, for sure.
And
freak accidents, I mean,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, frustrating.
Y'all outplayed Montevello the other day, but I don't know. It was the closest three-set match I think,
mm-hmm,
I've ever seen. It was ridiculous.
It was very close.
It was,
yeah,
like two games that were 25-22, and then one that was, what, 27-25, mm-hmm, or 26-24. It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But
yeah. And both of you are from Chicago.
Yes, we
on
are.
On a personal note. So
we are. Chicago.
Chicago. So do you guys, like, bond over pizza or, like, anything like that?
We love the Cubs. We love our Cubbies. They're actually doing very well right now. So
playoffs start.
They do start. We're very excited about that. We will definitely be watching, repping them around campus.
Yeah, we're from the suburbs of Chicago, so we're, like, around, like, we're not actually in Chicago, but we just tell everyone that because no one knows what St. Charles or Schaumburg is. And so we basically just, yeah, we say we're from Chicago, but we do visit there a lot, and it's, you know, the pizza, the hot dogs, the Cubs, you know, the Blackhawks. We got every cool thing, so. Yeah.
We talk about it to each other more than anything. Like,
yeah,
today we went to Smoothie King, and, you know, it was during lunch, during the Chick-fil-A rush hour, and at home we would compare that to, like, the rush hour at lunch for Portillo's. Like, it's literally the same thing. Like, they have people directing traffic, and there's two lanes and stuff like that. So we'll just say, like, little things to each other that kind of remind us of home, and yeah. So it's nice to have a pal.
It's nice to have someone that's from around the same area. And also Megan Delaney on our team is also from around where we are. So
okay,
that's super exciting that we have some people there from around there.
That's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
I generally hate Chicago sports.
Oh,
unfortunately, I'm fine with the Cubs.
Fine,
I'm fine with the Cubs,
yeah,
but
Chad,
like, the
need
Blackhawks.
You pretend to love Chicago right now.
Exactly. What?
I can't get behind the Blackhawks, man. I'm a Preds fan.
This is,
and y'all have knocked us out of the playoffs way too many times.
This is why we don't get recurring guests, Chad.
This is our first interview, Seth. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You guys are going to come back, right?
For sure.
Okay.
Of course.
Yes.
So See, Chap. See, they like me enough that they're willing to come back despite your horrible hosting.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, Chap.
Fred swept the Blackhawks last year, by the way.
They did.
We'll meet again in the playoffs this year, hopefully.
No, it was weird because the Cubs won the World Series, and, like, I was the only one celebrating here. And then, you know, the Blackhawks did not play well against the Preds for the Stanley Cup or whatever in the playoffs, and everyone was rubbing it in my face, and I was like, okay, listen, that's fine. Have your fun. We will be back. It's okay.
Yeah, no. Y'all have so many Hall of Famers on your team. There's no way you're going to have, like, a first-round exit, especially in a sweep, like, 2 years in a row.
Yeah, Chicago's blessed.
Oh, yeah. Chicago sports are way too good. The Bulls are down right now, though.
They are. Yes, the Bulls. They have not been playing well, actually. I just was looking at on my ESPN thing earlier.
Like the preseason?
Yes. I was like, okay. Yeah, all right, boys.
You guys don't have anybody.
Yeah.
You traded Jimmy Butler.
The best player on the Bulls right now is Robin Lopez, I'm pretty sure.
Mid-range jumpers.
Mid-range jumpers for days, man. Also, interestingly enough, I saw like 30 minutes ago that the NBA changed the All-Star game. They're not doing West versus East anymore. They're having two captains pick teams.
Turn up.
Which was necessary.
So there's going to be three All-Stars from the Eastern Conference.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. But Taylor, I also wanted to ask you about your love for chicken tenders. That's my first impression of you. It was in public comm, like... It was just the icebreaker or whatever. You don't, to be clear, guys, she doesn't introduce herself to people and tell them she loves chicken tenders. It was an icebreaker in a class.
Yeah, Michael and I, we have, and Abby is in the class too. We have public communications, and our teacher, the first day of class, told us to get up in front of everyone and just basically talk about ourselves to get everyone familiar with us and get familiar with the class and our peers. And I got up there and I started talking about my family, you know, like typical stuff. And then I go, I just love chicken tendies, which I do. In all of my social media bios, it says chicken tender enthusiast. I just really like them. They always make me happy. My favorite chicken tenders are actually not from Chick-fil-A. They are from Wrigley Field. They're very, very overpriced, but it's okay. They are worth it. Whenever you order chicken tenders somewhere, you know what you're getting. Like, they're consistent. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you don't know what to get, you're just going to get chicken tenders and call it a day and be very happy. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Abby, your take on chicken tenders?
I'm more of a chicken nugget kind of girl.
Oh, wow.
But
right,
it's okay.
Right there with you.
Yeah, exactly. Popcorn chicken, also a fan.
Have you guys tried the new McDonald's chicken tenders?
I'm a big fan of McDonald's, but I'm going to stick to my two McDoubles, ketchup only, large Coke with light ice.
What?
That's her.
That's exactly my thing, except I do Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that's fantastic. McDonald's order. I've not tried the chicken tenders from McDonald's, actually. I only go to McDonald's when Abby forces me to, and I get an Egg McMuffin, usually. That's just what I always get there. Or if I'm feeling crazy, maybe I'll get some hotcakes, but no matter what time it is.
McDonald's hotcakes.
Yeah.
Seth.
Sorry, I get way too excited about hot takes.
No. McDonald's hotcakes are the best, though.
Yes, they're very good. But fluffy.
You should try the chicken tenders next time you're there, though.
Okay.
I've heard they're really, really good. I haven't tried them yet. But.
You got anything else?
No, I guess that's all.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for being with us. We'll try to have you guys back again at some point.
Of course.
This really helps even out the whole gender thing. We have three guys doing this podcast.
Yeah, we got complaints in the editors' meeting a couple weeks ago.
One of them was me, so to be fair.
We're happy to help anytime.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.